Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Sally Hernandez, KXAN Austin, Texas, a reporter there. Hey, Sally, you're on WGN Radio in Chicago. How are you today?
I'm good, John. How are you?
So this is, you're one of the Nextstar TV stations then, is that right?
I am, yeah. It's the NBC affiliate here in Austin, KXAN.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, I think, for those of us in Chicago and around the country who are maybe new to that company. Just because you're Nextstar doesn't mean you're NBC or independent. You could be Fox. You could be CBS, right?
Exactly. It's a great group of different kinds of TV stations kind of all pulling together.
I think the visual on these boat parades for the president is a home run in that it looks so big. If you have 100 boats, it looks gigantic. If you have 100 people in line, it doesn't look that big. If you have 300 boats, it looks like an armada. So visually, those things are really good. The visual on this one was not very good because it looked disorganized, out of control, and boats were sinking. What happened down there?
Well, it started Saturday, and you had a group of supporters who were cheering on the reelection of President Trump and put together a Trump boat parade. It was organized on Facebook and by a woman, and she said she just wanted to put something together. About 2,500 people said they were going to turn out, but Saturday, around 11 o'clock, people showed up, hundreds of boats, and then by noon, started getting some calls about boats that were in distress. So the Travis County Lake Patrol was already out there. This was on Lake Travis. Lake Travis is a wildly popular spot for people, especially during the summer, Labor Day weekend, holiday weekends. The Lake Patrol was out there, and they responded to about 15 boats that were in distress. And they were helping people. An additional 3 boats came in as a call as well. 5 sank completely in the water. 3 were towed, and 2 others are still in the water. But there are no reports of any kind of injuries.
I'm amazed.
And,
I'm amazed.
I just got off the phone with the head of the EMS team here in Travis County, and she said, you know, no injuries or even remotely injured. And you talked about those pictures. When you see those pictures, there are people who are frightened. You could see on their face. I mean, these are waves that are coming up onto their boat, some capsized, and then some just sank.
I saw a video. It looked like some people had to have been injured when their boat crashed. I saw another video of 5 people on a boat, and only 4 people had seemed to come up. So that's spectacular news. But I wanted to talk to you about the weather that day. Just a couple quick questions after this. Sally Hernandez is too, KXAN news anchor. She's from Austin, Texas, and she's telling us a little bit about what you saw maybe over the weekend, the video of this boat parade, which went awry. The president's reelection campaign, or actually it's not even organized from the top down. It seems grassroots up. People go on Facebook and say, everybody fly your flag, we'll get in our boats, and we'll have a parade for the president. I don't ever remember boat parades for Bush or Obama or Clinton. This seems to be a new phenomenon, to me anyway. Does it to you, Sally, or have they been doing that down in Austin all along?
No, this was the first time I heard about it. I didn't even know this was organized on the lake until I got the news alert that boats were sinking on Lake Travis. So, no, this was the first time that I actually heard about this.
So you see all of these boats lined up. We had one over the weekend, I believe, here in Illinois. I know we've had one in the past. I think there was one again this weekend. So these things are catching on. They're great visual displays of support for the president. But in this case, it was a metaphor for his detractors because they go, yeah, the Titanic is sinking, guys. Boats sinking left and right. How choppy was the lake? How was the weather that day?
It was good. I mean, the weather had nothing to do with it. Lake Travis here is a huge lake, and it's not the easiest to navigate. But, I mean, you have people who own boats and who went out to this parade, so they're used to Lake Travis. But it was the larger boats that were in line. So you had larger boats, smaller boats, larger boats, all in line, and hundreds of them. It was the larger boats that made the huge waves that caused the smaller boats to capsize.
Really?
Have stalled engines, yeah.
That was just the wakes from the big boats capsizing the little boats?
It was. It was just the wakes of the big boats capsizing the small boats. Some of them sank, as I mentioned. It was taking on a lot of water, but the weather had nothing to do with it. It was a great, hot, humid day, but there was nothing in the forecast that you would think, oh, the lake's going to be pretty dangerous today.
Because the short video clips you see, and you only see short video clips, or some of the stills look like the lake's just out of control. I guess it kind of was if you were in the midst of that, huh?
It was. We talked to some people out there, and one woman said that she was on one of the boats, and it felt like an ocean. Lake Travis doesn't feel like that on any kind of normal day. I mean, of course, there are people who are getting out there on Labor Day weekend, but it was the larger boats that made the waves happen, and they were big enough to take down some of the smaller ones.
You know, you see a no-wake zone sometimes, and anybody who's been on a smaller boat on a lake and you see a bigger boat going by, you've got to steer your boat into the chop because it can be treacherous. But they had it on both sides, didn't they? In some instances, there was nowhere to turn.
There wasn't. And that's why you had the Lake Travis and Travis County Lake Patrol deputies who were already out there trying to figure out if they knew about this parade ahead of time or not, or if it was just the draw of the holiday that people were going and they wanted to make sure people were following the rules. But the Lake Patrol deputies were out there, thankfully, and they were the ones who were able to get to the people on the boats and rescue them. And it was that reason why EMS here didn't respond to anybody who was needing a water rescue in the lake. They got the call of boats in distress, but that was resolved fairly quickly because you had Lake Patrol deputies who were standing by.
Hmm. So no other fallout then? I mean, I guess if your boat's on the bottom of the lake, that's your problem. If it was rescued, that's your good fortune. But, you know, nobody's in trouble for this, huh?
Nope. That is your problem. That's what the Travis County Sheriff's Office told me just a few minutes ago. I said, well, who's going to take out the other two boats that are in the bottom of the lake? And she said, you know, that's not our problem. There's nothing criminal about this investigation. We don't suspect any kind of foul play. Three boats that sank were towed out of the water, and it's my understanding still this morning that two other boats are in the water, and that's up to the owners, no one else.
It was suggested on Twitter almost immediately that when that many boats sink in a parade of fine boats, that something suspicious is happening here. The word terrorism was used by somebody with a blue check mark, but you just answered that question. It was just happenstance, circumstance. It wasn't pernicious. Nobody did anything to those boats.
Exactly, and I'm curious to find out if the organizer had contacted any law enforcement to let them know. We have 2,500 people who are saying they're going to head out to the lake on their boats. There were helicopters flying in the air, you know, saying Make America Great Again. This was all part of this Trump boat parade. So whether law enforcement was notified or not, I'm not sure people knew how dangerous it could have been and how dangerous it was. I mean, we had people that we talked to said they were on that boat and they were panicked. They said they actually thought that they were not going to make it out alive. And I think if you look at those pictures in the video, you could see on their faces, they're scared.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. Well, I'm most surprised, Sally, to hear that the weather was calm and that the chop we saw was just created by all of the boats. But I'm glad you cleared that up for us. Thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate your help.
You bet. My pleasure.
Sally Hernandez is an anchor at KXAN News in Austin.